Welcome back to Touring the Ozarks. I'm Travis Smith, and we're here today in Kabul, Missouri. We have Miss Janet Roberts from Native Son Grill. Janet, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about what you guys do at Native Son.
Thank you for having me. Native Son Grill is right now a food trailer. It's the owned by our son, Spencer Roberts. He is the owner and operator. He does all of the cooking and all the food. And he is a native son of Kabul. He was raised here, graduated Kabul High School. And when he started thinking about a name, he thought he has great ties to Kabul. He's a bulldog through and through. Our whole family is. And so that's how he came up with the name. Eventually, he had a goal of opening a restaurant, which after the first of the year, we're excited to say that is our plan. We are working on the building right now. It's next to Missouri Gun Company on Ozark Street here in Kabul. It's going to be a lot of the same food that he has on the trailer now, but he's going to expand the menu significantly. He'll have barbecue, stone-fired pizza, just a full menu and great food for great people. And we're just super excited. I know Kabul is excited. We've already had people wanting to reserve the room for birthday parties or class reunions. There isn't the additional building that or room that we added on. And so it's just going to be a great addition to Kabul.
Janet, I loved what you said about Native Son. That's a great thing about coming in towns like Kabul. Everybody is vested in the community, and that's what's so wonderful. Now, where you guys, tell me one more time where you're going to be located and what the hours of operation are going to be at Native Son.
All right. After the first of the year, we don't have our hours set in stone yet, but it's at 500 Ozark Street. You can't miss it coming down the Ozark Street through in Kabul. And I will say that Spencer is a fifth generation Roberts business owner in Kabul. And so that is something that we're extremely proud of. The Roberts family goes way back, even to the 1800s here in Kabul.
That is what makes small communities so wonderful. And we appreciate you, Janet, coming on the show today. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes on Touring the Ozarks Kabul Edition.